This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. 16 Pentecost underscore Tuesday underscore CE. First posted September 14th, 2010. Exodus 32:7-14. The Golden Calf. Background. Moses was on the mountaintop for 40 days and 40 nights, receiving the Ten Commandments, Exodus 24 minutes and 18 seconds. When the people realized that Moses was delayed, they gathered around Aaron and told him to make idols to lead them, because they didn't know what had become of Moses. Text paraphrase, the Lord told Moses to go down to the people for they had broken the covenant with God, Exodus 24:3. And Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice, and said, all the words which the Lord hath said will we do, and had corrupted themselves with idolatry. The people had made a golden calf and had offered worship and sacrifice to it. The people called the golden calf the God who had brought them out of Egypt. So God told Moses that the people of Israel were disobedient, and that he intended to destroy them, but he would still make of Moses a great nation. But Moses pleaded with God, asking him not to destroy the Israelites, because the Egyptians would say that God had brought Israel into the desert to slay them and destroy them from the earth. Moses asked God to remember Abraham, Isaac and Israel, Jacob, father, son and grandson, the patriarchs. Moses reminded God that he had sworn to these patriarchs to multiply their descendants as uncountably vast as the stars of heaven, and they would inherit the promised land God would give them forever. And the Lord changed his mind about the evil he had intended to do to his people. Commentary: the people of Israel had experienced delivery from slavery and death in Egypt, and had entered into a covenant with God to be his people. Yet within 40 days, while Moses was on the mountain with God, they had broken the covenant and taken up idolatry. Faith, obedient trust, requires patient endurance. What the Lord promises doesn't always happen as soon as we would like. Moses is the prototype and example of Jesus Christ. Jesus has ascended into heaven to prepare a place for us, and has promised to return to bring us there also, John 14:2-3. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. 3 And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Believers have been expectantly awaiting his return for 2,000 years. There are many in the world from the first century until today who think that Christ is never going to return, to Peter 3:3-10, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, and that turned to worldly things, which are idolatries, instead of trusting and obeying Jesus. In a sense we are all the people of God, because God is our Creator, whether we acknowledge Him or not. God doesn't want to strike us dead when we disobey His word. His forbearance is intended to give us time to learn to trust and obey His word by trial and error. God has promised that we can inherit the promised land where we can live forever with the Lord in His eternal kingdom in heaven, paradise restored. But Jesus is the only way, John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man cometh unto the Father, but by me. Jesus is our Moses who intercedes for our forgiveness. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness and salvation from eternal destruction, Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. The only way to be saved is by faith, obedient trust, in Jesus. See God's plan of salvation, sidebar, right, home. But there is a day of judgment coming, when Christ returns, and his return will be sudden and unexpected. In that day, everyone who has ever lived on earth will be accountable for what we have done in this lifetime. Those who have accepted Jesus as their Lord and have trusted and obeyed Jesus will have been spiritually born again in this lifetime, and will enter eternal life. But those who have rejected Jesus as Lord, who have refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus, will be condemned to eternal destruction in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world, for I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me in, naked, and ye clothed me, I was sick, and ye visited me, I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, and fed thee, or thirsty, and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, for I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat, I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink, I was a stranger, and ye took me not in, naked, and ye clothed me not, sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal, to Thessalonians 1:5-10, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer, seeing it is a righteous thing, with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you, and to you who are troubled rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord, and from the glory of his power. Is Jesus your Lord? Are you Jesus' disciple? Are you trusting and obeying Jesus? Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2, above? Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands, Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, and this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God, Ephesians 1:13-14, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory,